Most of you are young, with lives ahead of you. There will be many temptations, many provoking situations that will come upon you. First of all, what do we value in our lives as sacred? That is a very important question for us to contemplate. Otherwise, we simply get lost. We just get caught up in the passions of the inner and outer world. What is the foundational principle that we want to live by in our life? This is important. Happiness comes from fulfillment. Fulfillment is when our principles in our life are in harmony. Hypocrisy creates a turmoil of agitation within our own hearts. So really, what is the principle we want to live by? To be a cheater? To be a liar? To give in to lust, anger, envy, pride, greed, and illusion? Or is our principle to be Naruto, first-class human beings, to live with integrity, to live with character, to live with morality, to live with ethics? A person who could live by these principles is a hero. The gangsters, the mafia, the mob people, all those, they're just ignorant weaklings. That's all. They may have big bodies and big guns, and they may control villages and control cities or control governments, but they're ignorant weaklings, simply conquered at every moment by their lust, their greed, and their ego. No substance. And they die, and they have to pay for all their evils. That's all. There's nothing nice about that. Although in the cinemas and television they are heroized as being great, fearless people. Simply fools. Better, the strongest person is even a simple housewife who lives with dignity and character. And that is a fact. Because it's so hard in this world. In the age of Kali Yuga, what is irreligion is taken to be religion, and what is religion is taken to be irreligion. But for our ethics, our character, and our integrity to have a sustainable foundation by which we can tolerate the storms that will come upon us, we must have spiritual realization. An example, if you build a house with a weak foundation, it will not tolerate the storms that will inevitably come upon it. It will fall. It may be a big, beautiful, magnificent skyscraper with all luxury suites, but when the storm comes, it falls. But if you have strong foundation, it can withstand any difficulty. So in order to actually be able to tolerate provoking situations, we must have a strong foundation. And our principles, our morals, our ethics must be built upon that foundation.